Welcome to morning prayer and worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. My name is Ben, and this is the third Tuesday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benmoremusic.com/prayer request. We see your glory, we sing your praise, we give you honor, we seek your face in this place. We hear calling, we feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship you. Is it your pleasure? Do you delight if we bring our treasure or a heart made right? Make our hearts right. We hear you calling, we feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship you. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. We hear your voice calling, we feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship. We hear your voice calling, we feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do. Worship you. Yes, we worship you. Thank you, Lord. There's nothing we'd rather do than be here with you right now, before you, gazing upon your beauty, gazing upon your loveliness, God. Would you speak to us today? Would you speak to us this morning, God? Would you change us and make us more like Jesus? Thank you, Lord. Psalm 26. Give judgment for me, O Lord, for I have lived with integrity. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, O Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For your love is before my eyes. I have walked faithfully with you. I have not sat with the worthless, nor do I consort with the deceitful. I have hated the company of evildoers. I will not sit down with the wicked. I will wash my hands in innocence, O Lord, that I may go in procession round your altar, singing aloud a song of thanksgiving and recounting all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house in which you dwell and the place where your glory abides. Do not sweep me away with sinners, nor my life with those who thirst for blood, whose hands are full of evil plots and their right hand full of bribes. As for me, I will live with integrity. Redeem me, O Lord, and have pity on me. My foot stands on level ground. In the full assembly, I will bless the Lord. Psalm 28. O Lord, I call to you, my rock. Do not be deaf to my cry, lest if you do not hear me, I become like those who go down to the pit. Hear the voice of my prayer when I cry out to you, when I lift up my hands to your Holy of Holies. Do not snatch me away with the wicked or with the evildoers who speak peaceably with their neighbors while strife is in their hearts. Repay them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their actions. According to the work of their hands, repay them and give them their just deserts. They have no understanding of the Lord's doings, nor the works of his hands. Therefore, he will break them down and not build them up. Blessed is the Lord, for he has heard the voice of my prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and I have been helped. Therefore, my heart dances for joy, and in my song will I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a safe refuge for his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them and carry them forever.
Oh, carry us forever. Carry us forever, Lord. Carry us forever in your arms. Carry us forever. Oh, carry us forever. Carry us forever in your arms. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Gospel reading today is Matthew 3, 7 through 12. When John saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor,' for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire.
The word, the Lord, thanks be to God. The word, the Lord, amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively this third Tuesday in the season of Easter. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen. We hear your voice calling. We feel your spirit falling. There's nothing we'd rather do. Oh, there's nothing we'd rather do than to worship you.
You can lead us in a time of guided prayer, of prompted prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. Come before the throne of grace, your Father. He cares about the things and the people that you care about. He cares for you. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Just lay them all before Jesus. Thank you.
feel far away, closer than a brother. You are here, you are here, you are here.
Let's pray for our families now, extended family, immediate family, whatever it means in your life today. Lift them up, no matter how close or far away.
If we're far away, we're closer than a sister. You're here, you're here.
Friends, acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart and your mind, bless those who curse you. It changes you, it changes them, it changes the circumstance. See the glory of the Lord as you obey.
If we're far away, we're close. You're here, you're here.
In the name of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Whether you're close, far away, no matter where you are, no matter how you feel, He is here, He is near. Walk in that today, one step at a time. Amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. Would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? BenWorthMusic.com/donate. Bye-bye.